You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Carmardella production.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade. This week, we're going to go back and listen to a great singer, Dorothy Shay.
Born in Jacksonville, Florida, Dorothy Shay, known as the Park Avenue Hillbilly, inherited a tendency to sing from her mother, but her initial attempt to entertain was in the theater. From high school, she went to the Dorothy Shay famous Pasadena Playhouse. To earn tuition between sessions, she sang at the Jacksonville Hotel, the Roosevelt, and later, the George Washington. After an unsuccessful attempt to enter radio in New York, she was introduced to Betty Shay, head of auditions for NBC. At her suggestion, Dorothy toured with the USO for 1 year, and then appeared with Morton Gould in a New York's upper club. Mr. Gould suggested she change her name, Dorothy Sims, so she picked the name of her benefactor, and thus became Dorothy Shay. It was quite by accident that Miss Shay acquired the persona of a hillbilly. One night after going through her entire repertoire, and the customer still clamoring for more, she stood in front of the microphone, bathed in light, and wearing a Dior creation, struck an awkward pose of a mountain girl, and sang the lyrics of an obscure number called Uncle Fudd. The sophisticated audience loved it, and night after night thereafter kept calling for that hillbilly song.
I know what you're thinking, but that's some new software I'm playing with. Just bear with me. Let's start our show off with that song that made her famous, that hillbilly song from 1946, Uncle Fudd.
In Tennessee, and I was married when I was 3. My husband couldn't wait for me, 'cause he was 47. My kin folks up and heading home said I was married far too young, and I must wait till I become a grown up gal of 7. So I ups and marries my brother-in-law. I didn't have to ask my pa. My ma says, shucks, he ain't your pa. Your pa's your Uncle Fudd. My Uncle Fudd says, no, he won't. Your cousin Luke is the guilty varmint. They waylaid Ma that night. Concern it got relatives in my blood. So that makes my cousin my sister Sue. Darned if we know who is who. My nephew is my uncle too. Just one big happy family. Well, I gets tired of my brother-in-law, so I thought I'd tarry with my nitwit uncle on my nephew's side, my nitwit Uncle Harry. Now he sets around and he whittles wood. He goes a bull, 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 and he does it good. I'd sure marry him if I could, but he's got 6 wives already. There must be something Uncle Harry's got that makes them women hang around a lot. He chased me once and I got caught way down in Tennessee. But that's just the reason I longs to be in the hills of Tennessee with my Uncle Harry just a-moosin' me with his a-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo.
That same year, 1946, that was a good year. That was when I was born. She released I'm in Love with a Married Man.
He came along. I knew I wanted him. We weren't strong. We fell in love. And now he's mine, all mine. And it's divine, divine. If we are wrong, we'll gladly pay the price. If we are wrong, then so is paradise. 'Cause it's been oh so nice. So nice. I'm in love, so in love with a married man. And this married man loves me. We're as happy as can be. Should you wonder if he's wife approved, I'll say she does. Heaven and earth she moves, 'cause she knew I was so in love. Yes, in love with this married guy. And I'll keep him by my side, or else know the reason why. Let the whole world talk about some things are bound to be. I'm in love with a married man who is married.
Well, our next tune is called I've Been to Hollywood.
I have thrilled to what I've seen in each Flickr magazine. So I went to movie land. Why, I'll never understand. Now I've been to Hollywood, and I want it understood. It's just a mess of cocktail bars, drive-in stands, and foreign cars. Gee, the boys out there are fast, whistling when a girl goes past. Now mountain boys are debonair, they just grab you by the hair. Hollywood, and I want it understood. In June our boys go hunting squirrels, other months they're hunting girls. Lassie is a movie star, but our dog's as smart by gar. Rover too can play like dead, we just beat him on the head. I've been to Hollywood, and I want it understood that mountain dogs are just as smart as them on Sunset Boulevard. Karloff uses tons of paint to make him gruesome when he ain't. I hate to brag, but still I say our men folk are born that way. Are repulsive naturally. Shameful how them people trudge to the alimony
We don't get hitched, so no divorce. I've been to Hollywood, and I want it understood that mountain folk are just as good as them what's out in Hollywood.
Well, staying with the genre of Uncle Fudd, let's hear Mountain Gal.
My cousin Sue is awful pretty, so I asked her to come to the city. She wrote right back, save your pity, I don't need no money to pay my bills, 'cause I'm doing all right. Yes, I'm doing all right. Right here in these hills. Oh, a traveling man from Birmingham gave me a coat of Persian lamb, and a traveling man from Memphis gave me a gown and some bright red shoes with a hat that matches. I got from a man from Natchez, and I didn't even have to go to town. All the traveling men from far and near bring me presents when they go through here. They come up the mountain, they don't mind the climb, and they stay till 12 o'clock mountain time. And a traveling man came from New York. All I got from him was a line of talk. But I'm doing all right, I'm doing all right for a mountain gal. I got new hair bows and fancy clothes, right from my head down to my toes. And you don't get those unless you know the right guys. I got long red flannels with my own initials, got them from some high officials, and my folks are wondering how they knew my size. All the traveling men from far and near bring me presents when they go through here. They come up the mountain, how they puff and frown, but they're full of smiles again going down. Now my education ain't so hot, but I know what to do with what I've got. And I'm doing all right, I'm doing all right for a mountain guy.
Well, how about the next tune, Feudin' and a Fightin', from 1947?
Beyond the busy highway, beyond the city strife, we highly treasure and take great pleasure in our plain way home, lahi. You, the fussin' and a fightin', sometimes it gets to be exciting. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek, we'll be plumb out of neighbors next week. Grandma, poor old grandma, why'd they have to shoot poor grandma? She lies neath the clover, someone caught her bending over, picking up a daisy few, a fussin' and a fightin'. This is a wrong that needs a righting. Let's get that funeral service over, so then we'll go few and fightin' again. Fightin', a feudin' and a fussin', that's all that's going on with us. And we are such neighborly people, peaceful and sweet, all except when we happen to meet. daughter. Least though she could run like the dickens, they hit her with a shovel. Few a fighting and a fussing. No use of standing here a cussing. Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's four, and go few and fighting some more. Fighting, a fussing, and a feuding. Why did that sheriff keep intruding? He was a curious critter, yep, he was swell. It's a shame he was pushed down the well. Water, the well water. The doggone stuff don't taste like it ought to. Look here, city slicker. That's why we all drink corn liquor. It's better with the shoes off you, a fussin' and a fightin'. This ain't no corner you can brighten. Polish the shooting iron, mo, I'm getting a yen to go feudin', a fussin', a feudin', and a fussin' again.
She had a wonderful voice, and this is a wonderful song. Say That We're Sweethearts Again.
Life used to be a gay thing, a filled with happiness, night and day thing. It was something to have and to hold. But it seems that your love grew cold. I never knew that our romance had ended until you poisoned my food. And I thought it was a lie when you kicked me in the park. But now I think it was rude. I never knew that our romance had finished until that bottle hit my head. Though I tried to be aloof when you pushed me off the roof, I feel our romance is dead. It wouldn't have been so bad if you'd told me that someone had taken my place. But no, you didn't even scold me. You just tried to disfigure my face. You'll never know how my poor heart is breaking. It looks so helpless, but dead. Life used to be so placid. Won't you please put down that acid and say that we're sweethearts again? Oh, how well I remember that night in Bridgeport. That was the night you gave me the hot foot. I thought there was sort of a strange look in your eyes, but then you smiled and, well, it made everything all right. Then there was a time we went canoeing, and you set fire to my dress. You said you pushed me overboard to put out the flame, but I never quite understood why you held me underwater so long. Now, I've never met this girl who's taking my place, but I wish you all the happiness in the world. And if there's anything I can do, you know you can always reach me in room number 304 in the General Hospital. Farewell, my sweet. You'll never know how my poor heart is breaking. It looks so helpless, but then my love can go just so far. Won't you please put down that crowbar and say that we're sweethearts again.
I can see why the audience has asked for more. Our next tune is called Efficiency.
You've heard of Rosie the Riveter. she's got nothing on me. 'Cause long before her time, I had a job in Tennessee. I turned the knob with just one hand, and I was satisfied. But then one day I looked up, and the foreman was by my side. Your right hand's kind of busy, gal, but your left hand's a hanging free. Just put it on this here knob, that there's efficiency. I turned them to the left and right, it weren't so hard to do. But then one day the man said, why don't you kick this pedal too? So there I was a-turning and a-kicking with all my might. The superintendent came along and he said, this gal's all right. You got your motor running and your rhythm is right smart. But there's one foot you're not using. Use it here to push this part. My kin folks came to see me. They thought I was so good. So I just turned and kicked for them as fancy as I could. One day the big boss came along. He looked at me so queer. He said, I'll give you a bonus for one more movement, dear. Here comes the end of my story. It's sad, but don't you weep. They went and tied a broom on so I could turn and kick and sweep, 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 sweep.
Well, dear friends, it's once again, unfortunately, time to close our show. You know, each week at the Big Band Serenade, I try to bring you the best from the big band era, and I hope that you enjoy it each and every week. So you tell a friend and bring a friend. Let's close our show by listening to Flat River, Missouri.
This is a story of a gal who lived down Missouri way. Oh, what a pity how she hankered for the city. And her heart she did obey. Oh, she comes from Flat River, Missouri, and her name is Minnie Lou. There's a boy in Flat River, Missouri, and he loves Minnie too. Now Minnie just wasn't contented as the hours began to lag. She got busy and bought her a ticket and packed her overnight bag. Oh, Minnie Lou, oh, Minnie Lou, took to the city, told her loved one adieu. And many come back to Flat River, Flat River, Missouri, to stay. But many's forgotten Flat River. that river, and she won't go back again, 'cause she struck it rich in the city. Has wed a millionaire, well, wouldn't you? Now she's wearing jewels, 'cause she has learned that men can be such fools. But do you think that Minnie is happy just being a rich man's wife? Is she happier here than in the Flat River? You darn tootin'. I'd be happier too, wouldn't you?
Have a great week. Bye-bye.